Vivian Joy here again with some mindset musings, and today I'm going to talk about joy. Yeah, you would, because it's in your name, Vivian. Today I'm talking about joy because most people don't have it. I think some people don't even know what it even is. I just want you to think for a second. What is joy? How do you know when you have it? How does it feel in your mind, your heart, your body? Just put your hand over your heart. Take a few deep breaths and just imagine joy. Just imagine what that is. You may have some recollection of when you last had it, what created it. Because you can bring this up any time you like. So there's no excuse to not have it. Or is there? You see, the most of the clients that come to me, to She Enjoys, and me, Vivian Joy, is because they want that. They want enjoyment in their life. It's not really about earning loads of money and building a massive business or buying massive cars and houses. Most of my clients, they're looking for fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy. And most of them know that lays in impact, i.e. the impact they're having on the world in some way. Maybe this is you. Maybe you feel like your life is just passing you by and you're not really achieving very much. Or maybe you don't really care about a legacy or impact, in which case that's fine too. But it could be that you're still not enjoying what you're doing. You're still not truly enjoying yourself the way you could. And I'm here to tell you what might be causing this. So I ran in my mastermind very recently a session around the masculine and feminine energy. I do lots of work around this because it's really important for alignment and balance. Vivian, how? What difference does it make? Well, it makes a lot of difference. You see, if you are firmly ensconced in the masculine, which a lot of women are, mainly because we've had to live in the corporate world or in a world where we had to hit numbers and we had to achievements and KPIs and proving our worth to get that salary into the bank account every month and to rise up the ladder, which is definitely harder for women. And so we have learned to be firmly in our masculine, showing ourselves determined, ambitious, non-emotional, making massive decisions very quickly, and push for more and more and more and more. And the masculine does that. Don't get me wrong, the masculine has a massive place, because without it, there's no action. Without it, there is no determination. Without the masculine, we are not focused on where we want to succeed. But the trouble is, if we're in that all the time, there's no room for the feminine. And the feminine is all about enjoyment, connection, satisfaction, fulfillment. And if you can't get your feminine into balance with your masculine, then you'll be achieving lots and not enjoying it. And by the same token, if your high feminine is very much in power, you'll be over-serving, over-delivering. Everybody will think you're amazing, but you won't have any money. You won't have the success in your business you need. It won't be fulfilling your physical needs. So you need both, and you need to get them in balance. And sometimes, because of the fears that we create from not being enough in the world, we sit too strongly in one or the other. We either want to succeed to look good, or we want to serve to feel good. Can you imagine a world where you've done some work with somebody like me, and I'm happy to do it with you, so that you can actually balance both of these? Where you can be serving and fulfilling and enjoying and satisfying and feeling connected, that kind of euphoria that we're all craving, that flow that you know exists, as well as creating the worth that you need, the wealth that you need, having the physical, having the money coming into the bank, because of course we need that to live. I mean, unless you're living the good life, showing my age now, then we still need money. We need it. And if we haven't got it, it affects our self-worth. And then we overserve again from the feminine. And then we feel even less worth. You probably understand, if you're listening to this so far, that this could be some of your problem. And if it is your problem, then we need to get it sorted. So as always, I'm here to serve you. And I'm happy to speak to you to understand how we get that sorted, how we realign you to make sure that you've got what you need. You can book a call with me. Or I'll probably be running a workshop on this at some point that you can then come and do with me. I look forward to meeting your masculine and your feminine, making sure they're beautifully balanced so you have everything in life that you want. That is joy. That is She Enjoys. And I look forward to it.